Could Have Been Worse. Written by The Ace Apples and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated Teen It Up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Five/Fox and is tagged with pre-relationship, canon divergence, Fives lives, and fake death. He leaves his faith behind with the 501st, with his general and commander and captain. Strolling into CG headquarters, he similarly checks his idealism at the door. A lone arc in spit-shined whites garners precisely as many suspicious glances as visible refusals to question his presence. Convenient, that. Commander Thorne, retouch paint bright like fresh blood, sends him a bewildered look but waves him through when Fives flashes the personalized CG hand sign for a highly confidential need-to-know op. The door hisses shut, and Fives pulls off his bucket to survey the Coruscant Guard's Marshal Commander. Fox's steely gaze flicks up from his flimsy work once, twice, before the stylus in his hand freezes. His expression becomes glacial as he straightens up in his seat and takes him in with a critical eye, from freshly inked temple to pristine white boots. Evening killer, Fives grins at him, all teeth. How was the funeral? I liked you better when you were dead, Fox flatly replies without missing a beat. Then, your general is causing mayhem, and your commander hasn't stopped crying. Hope it was worth it, Torrent. Fives doesn't hunch his shoulders under the guard's indifferent judgment, but the skin around his right eye itches like a shabu ear. You know it was, he says, quiet, meaningful. You know exactly what this is worth. Black eyes return to the flimsy work covering the commander's desk, and Fives understands himself to be dismissed. He doesn't move. Instead, he watches and wonders about what-ifs. There had been a what-if about Fox once. Echo had teased him mercilessly about it, but Fives had been full of fresh-off Camino bravado with his mind made up. Now he just thinks everything about that boy, himself, Echo, the guard commander he'd fallen boots over bucket for, even Fett Senior and Junior, is just unbearably sad. You're getting emotions all over my office, Torrent, Fox says, crisp, unyielding. Do you have any idea how long the mouse droids are going to have to scrub to get that out? Fives grins again, softer, and thinks to himself that, yeah, it's criffing sad, but it's still worth it. He rubs his hands together and strolls over to the desk, craning his neck to examine what Fox has managed since the implementation of their plan. So, he says with relish, time for a spot of sedition, you think? If you think you can keep up, Torrent. Swiping his thumb across the simple black fox head at his temple, Five considers that his younger self wasn't wrong about the guard. Faith and idealism are out of the question, but maybe a bit of hope isn't too much to ask. The end.